pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
Kansas ball, 10 seconds, 9, Collins moves it up floor, 6, 5, Chalmers, 4, 3, and the tie, he got it! He got it! 2.1 to play! Dozier off the inbound, the half court heave, it is no good, and we're going to overtime! We're going to overtime as Chalmers hits the gigantic three to tie it at 63.
Jayhawks of Kansas University, your 2008 men's basketball national champions. On my sheets of integrity, had I chosen Kansas and flip-flopped them with North Carolina, I would have been way up there. Instead, I was not.
On my sheet of integrity, I had Kansas as a national champion.
Yeah.
Thank God I missed, well, a lot of games before that.
I think if we'd have went all the way back and listened to the show again, I believe I said Kansas, North Carolina, the winner of that, and I chose North Carolina, and it didn't happen. So
how can Memphis blow it? 9 points with 2:12 left. 9 points, 2:12 left.
They had watched the Cubs game earlier in the day and figured that you could blow at least a 7-run/point lead and still be okay, but did not work out last night for the Memphis Tigers. All kinds of talk going on today. Should they not have fouled? Calipari saying they were trying to foul. You could hear in the background John Thompson on the radio broadcast last night saying, "Do you intentionally foul here?" And Rafferty saying, "Yes, I think you should." And then the three-pointer goes in. And, you know, it was a great basketball game. It was a very, very good basketball game last night. We have tons of emails rolling in today to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We invite you to send your emails in as well. Your phone calls, 1-888-455-ESPN. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming your way today. Enjoying some Troutman beefsteaks in the studio before the show today, Daddy.
Let me have another bite.
No, we're on air. Oh. Get your hands away. Again, it takes me 90 seconds for you to screw up where I'm going with this. Thanks, though. I appreciate it.
It is Troutman's Trivia.
Jack Dom going to join us, the head baseball coach at Iowa. The Huskers hoping to get in some baseball tonight at Iowa City. UNK Wayne State today called off. I'm guessing pretty much everything outside today called off. We'll update you on that before the show ends. But hopefully we get the home opener in for the Royals this afternoon. They take on the New York Yankees. You'll hear it right here on ESPN Radio. Pregame at 2:35. First pitch at 3:10. An unusually later start time. A lot of that to do, I assume, with opening day ceremonies. And then tonight, the women's championship. Stanford will be taking on Tennessee. You'll hear it right here. 7:15 or immediately following the Royals game on ESPN Radio. But I assume the Royals will be done by then.
Yeah, we hope so. Douglas, any feel on the women's game tonight?
Well, we'll talk about that later. Let's talk about the men's game. I don't want to feel the women's game just yet. Thought I'd feel the men's game. You were crushed because you had Memphis in you were like Golic. Your sheet of integrity had Kansas, but the cache had Memphis.
cash had Memphis, and I thought with 2:12 left, I was cashed in. I thought I had the money to the bank, and it was just stolen from me, and it is a dagger in my heart. I thought Memphis was a better team for much of the game last night. They controlled the game at times. They absolutely controlled the game at times, and then just absolutely just puked all over themselves late. But this one's going to have a long, sick feeling, lingering effect for a long, long time for John Calipari and his staff. And all of a sudden, you know, John Calipari not taking the timeout right away. I guess, you know what, you can say take the timeout. If you know it, if the kids know that you got a foul, that's fine. I don't think you have to take a timeout, because once you take the timeout, you also give Kansas a chance to regroup and set up a play, maybe get somebody coming off it, you know, maybe get an open look. But they've got to know to foul. I mean, everybody, Doug, when we were watching the game at one of our favorite establishments last night, everybody's yelling, they're going to foul. I mean, the whole room is saying, they got to foul. What are they doing? I mean, everybody's doing that except the five players from Memphis.
Until the ball got kicked away. There's, don't foul. And he hit an incredibly tough three-pointer.
Incredibly. He still had to make the shot with a guy in his face.
Which sends us to the Dent Popper inbox, which this does sum up pretty much my entire life.
Big Daddy, yesterday morning I was crushed when your sidekick announced that he was picking KU to win last night's title game. Knowing his knack for picking losers, I was convinced that KU was just given the kiss of death. When Self was informed, he had become worried and gathered his team in the locker room before the game. They all sang, "We shall overcome." This appears to have been the right antidote for the dude curse since KU won. Whoosh, that was a close one. Back to Alex. In the world of smack dome, the phrase "shut the hell up" is so lame. Surely you can do better than that. What would Romy say? Actually, I'm a big, big fan of Alex Gordon. Thanks for the email, Ken.
Yeah, if I had any vested interest, there's no way that three-pointer went in last night. There would have been no way that would have went in.
I would have loved to have had a camera in the sports books in Vegas. 2.5. 2.5 points. The deal goes out. Memphis people are winners. The deal goes in. Kansas has an opportunity. Obviously, it goes to overtime. Memphis has an opportunity to win by more than 2.5. But the place had to be going just absolutely berserk.
Well, there was some folks we knew were at the Alamo Dome last night watching the game, and it was raucous, obviously. It was unbelievable. It was Rock Chalk Jayhawks. It was one of those where if you're Memphis, you're just not going to get this opportunity again. And you feel bad for the loser in an opportunity like this, but there can be only one. And it was Kansas last night, a team that many people at the beginning thought maybe was just too young to go all the way this year. That seemed to be the knock at the beginning, is that maybe they were just too young.
I will be interested to see how many players from Memphis decide to leave and go on to NBA, perhaps stardom or NBA future and careers. When you lose like that, does it drive you to come back one more opportunity? Does it just put a little bit in your stomach to say, you know what, we missed an opportunity here, we want another one?
Florida, because they all came back. Ain't going to happen at... Ain't gonna happen at Memphis. There's no reason for them to come back. They won't. I mean, they can't duplicate.
They can duplicate. You get that group back together. I think. Well, Rose is probably gonna be the top three or four pick. I don't think you'd probably give that up. But those other guys, well, he's a big part of the team. John Calipari, you know, he's shunned that free throw question all year. It comes back to bite you in the butt at the end of the game. You had to do something earlier in the year. You had your best free throw shooters shooting them. Your best free throw shooters were not poor on the year. What, a 73 and a 74% free throw shooter, 71 and 73. They were the guys you wanted at the line. They were the guys you wanted to shoot the ball. Unfortunately, when the chips were all in the middle of the table, they could not get the ball to go in the hole, and that end up costing your team a national title.
Well, it was in the books. It's all over. It's done. It's finished. We go to the Dent Popper inbox again, to the Double D. Did you hear that? What was the sound? Swoosh! Bam! I assume, you know, That meant end of the game. That three-pointer with 2 seconds left was awesome. Should have, would have, could have. Timeouts and fouling, who cares? It was a great game. I would like to congratulate Nick, Mike, and Jerry for picking the correct teams. Kudos. Next year, guys, next year. After this weekend with Amen Corner, I will go into a major depression waiting for football. You two will relentlessly torment me with your... your adoring love and admiration of pathetic Royals and those Sally boys from Dallas. Please, Lord, hand me a plastic bag to shove my face in. See you in the fall and keep rocking, guys, because you make all of our days better if for just 1 hour. Crazy, isn't it? How about that hot dog eating thing? Love you, Brent, who could not hold on to number one going into the weekend.
Doug, are we ready to announce the tournament? What do you want to do?
We're going to take a break, be back with more, announce our tournament champion right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
See, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
A new blue tradition begins when Powder Blue hits the field on Royals opening weekend, April 11th through 13th. It starts with a Royals fan double play, the season's first Dodge Buck Night and Hy-Vee Fireworks Friday, April 11th. Then Saturday, the Royals debut their new Powder Blues, and the first 20,000 fans get a Billy Butler Powder Blue replica jersey from Fox Sportsnet. Opening weekend at the K, April 11th through 13th. Get your tickets now at Royals.com, any Kansas City area Hy-Vee food store, or call 1-800-6-ROYALS.
For 20 years, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac has served the Tri-Cities with professional sales and service. Their dealership prides itself with quality sales reps that go the extra mile to find the right vehicle for you. Stop by and meet their sales team and find out why Midway's team is the best in the Tri-Cities. Midway carries a complete selection of new and used vehicles, including SUVs, luxury, and economy models. Find out for yourself why Midway's customers keep coming back. That's Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac in Kearney. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Colin Coward, all your important files are on your office computer. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to a CD, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle, headache. I've got a great solution. The perfect one, actually. I've used it. GoToMyPC. So you can take your office wherever you go. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from internet-connected computers anywhere in the world. Use all your programs and files and check email. Access anything on your desktop or network with GoToMyPC. You'll never have to worry about forgetting a file or missing an important email. I've used it. Instead of going back to work, I use it constantly at ESPN. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today, an exclusive 45-day free trial, just for my listeners. This offer is only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the orange Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Colin. Access your PC anytime, anywhere. I do it. You should do it. And once you use it, you'll never go back. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Hi, this is Shelley Smith from ESPN. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see mainly cloudy skies linger across the area today with an isolated shower, sprinkle possible early. We'll see high temperatures then in the mid-40s with north winds to 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies develop, lows around 29. I'm weather eye meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Doug and Daddy, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up, Jack Dom, head baseball coach at Iowa, and we will be announcing the winner of the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge. We're going to have the winner of the tournament challenge on the show today?
Yes, we are.
We are. We're efforting that. Okay, we'll effort that. You know, can you effort that, Derek?
I can effort that.
Thank you. We want to let you know that coming up lunchtime, and you can catch all your favorite sports on TV at the Chicken Coop, baseball package, Masters going on this weekend, NBA continues. Of course, tonight, the women's championship game, the Frozen Four, is coming up for hockey, the NHL playoffs. We're winding down in the NBA. You can't watch all that on your TV. You can catch it all at the Chicken Coop. Also, come on down to the Coop to check out Major League Baseball all season long. You can watch baseball from every seat in the house, and while you're there, grab one of the Coop's great burgers. The Coop's burgers are 7-ounce ground chuck, onion seasoned patties, topped with lettuce, tomato, and pickle on a toasted Kaiser bun. wonder where they get Kaiser buns. Served with either fries, potato salad, coleslaw, pasta, or baked beans. The co-op features the mushroom burger, patty melt, totally jack burger, or the bacon burger. You can also start your meal off right with appetizers such as cheese pleasers, garlic shrooms, pub pickles, personal favorite of mine, cheese balls, onion rings, or breaded cauliflower. Great food and drink specials every night, lunch specials every day. There's not a bad seat in the house. Great food, great drinks, and great sports, all at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney, or Grand Island. 1-888-455-ESPN, or you can email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We go to the Dent Popper inbox, where Russ has weighed in. Russ from Shickley, who had Memphis last night and would have won the tournament had Memphis held on to win that game. A big lead with 2 minutes to go, he says, and I'm beginning to dream of retirement on that gift certificate from T-Bone. Referring to the Troutman's championship gift certificate. No such luck. Never trust a guy with three names. You'd think in all that writing on Chris Douglas Roberts' tattoo on his right arm, it would say something about pulling the ball out with a two-point lead and less than 20 seconds to go. Oh, well. It's off to surgery to have the knives of all those missed free throws removed from my back. Russ in Shickley. Russ remains on the front page, I believe, of the leaderboard. And that takes us to our next email. 42nd is first page. Show me the prizes. Remember, that's from Jeff and Carney. I'm not sure do we make it all the way down to 42 this year or not, but if you are on that front page and to be eligible for a prize, as we've told you all along, you need to be an ESPN Superfan. Make sure you sign up on ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPN Superfan. That way we can contact you and get you your prizes from Muddy Mike's, Godfather's, Troutman's, Hogan's, and all the fine folks at the Golf USA and a whole lot more. So we'll be sure and do that. The Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the Arma lining. Whether it's a truck bed, boat, Jeep, or even a golf cart, Dent Popper can protect it with a spray-on bed liner. Stop in and talk to Scott or Joel for a free estimate today.
Doug, looking at some of these tournament challenges, and you look at the top of the leaderboard, $3.2 million were entered in the ESPN Tournament Challenge. $3.2 million. Our leaders ranked 3,076 out of $3.2 million.
So there were 3,075 people still better than them.
Yes.
The point total that it took to win ESPN's challenge, 1,560. Our winners, 1,490.
1,420.
So it comes down to a couple games in that second round, basically, where they're a little bit more than the first.
And obviously...
Or having Davidson in the Elite Eight.
Yeah, which, that's bizarre. And I mean, how many... Davidson, are you kidding me? Now, if you go back and look, maybe you could add Davidson advancing... Good grief, they're a 10 seed. How can they advance on? Now, that's remarkable. If you did, congratulations out there. But if you had Davidson advancing that far, you probably had somebody else advancing. The other 10 seeds, St. Mary's, no. Mississippi, no. I mean, it doesn't happen.
What?
I had Southern Alabama going to the Sweet
Southern Sweet Alabama, Sweet. There's a 10 seed. Doesn't happen. I mean, if you're going to put one 10 seed, you've got to have a plethora of other bizarre things going on.
And the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge had two people that were tied with 1,420 points. So it goes to the tiebreaker between Nick Erdman and Jerry Watson. And we went in and saw that on Jerry Watson's profile, he likes the Lakers. So we're placing him second.
Not really.
Oh, that's not how. No, what you decided?
Nick Erdman was closer on the tiebreaker. Nick Erdman.
And they were almost exactly the same. Nick picked 83-78. And a Jerry picked 84-81.
So now a perfect opportunity where you're playing the golf simulator at Prairie Hills, you can give Nick a punch because he's there.
Nick's ready.
He can work out because this is where I believe my future is.
Sorry about that.
Nick going to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the champion. Sorry a lot lately, aren't we all? Aren't we all? Nick joins us from the beautiful confines of Prairie Hills. Nick, congratulations on being the 2008 Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge winner. How do you feel?
Oh, it feels pretty good, guys. Appreciate it.
I guess the first question out of the gate now, will you be going to Oklahoma State?
Oh, I'm going to weigh the options, you know, and sit back and think about it, and we'll see how it goes.
talk a little bit about the emotions going through the last 2 minutes and 12 seconds of the game last night.
Well, Dad, yeah, I was sitting there in the easy chair, and my wife was doing some homework, and she had to run upstairs to get me a washcloth and some other stuff. I about puked all over everything. It was pretty gut-wrenching. Well, I couldn't believe it.
Well, so did Memphis.
Yeah,
speaking
no
of puking
kidding.
Up all over everything. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it comes down to that last three-pointer. You obviously knew, being at the top, you had to have Kansas win. Otherwise, people going right over the top of you. In overtime, did you feel confident heading into overtime?
Oh, once they got that four-point lead, when we got down to about 2.5 minutes, I felt pretty good about it.
Now, we're talking with Nick Erdman. He's a champion of the Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge. I'm taking a look here at your bracket, and I'm trying to find out where you set yourself apart. You were pretty close to chalk, but you did have Xavier and West Virginia advancing on to the Sweet 16 and Xavier into the Elite Eight. And you did have Davidson in the Sweet 16. I would say that those were the two things that kind of propelled you past everybody else.
Yeah, every year you got that 12-5 matchup, and I just kind of thought about it, and I just kind of pretty much just picked them off the top of my head. I thought, well, I'm just going to try these guys and see how far I can ride them. So, obviously, it was a pretty good pick.
Nick, I'm looking at this, and I think maybe you took my advice on USC. That was kind of a blemish on here. You took them advancing two rounds. Mm-hmm. Was that because you liked them or because I opened my big mouth at the start of the tournament? It was one of my surprise teams.
Yeah, I was listening to you too much. You know, that day you came out here, and we had that good long talk, and I thought, man, this guy, you know, he knows what he's talking about. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I should have never listened to you, Daddy.
Now,
last time.
Now, obviously, you knew the tiebreaker was pretty close, so probably once it got into overtime, you were probably yelling at the TV, quit scoring.
Yeah, well, see, that's once the game started, you know, they were averaging 80 points, but they hold their opponents to 60, and I thought, I texted my brother, and I said, it's going to be tough making it to 60. You know, and once the first half got going, and then we got to that point, and then I forgot about the tiebreaker at all until after the game. I started adding them up, and I thought, oh, man, I made it. It was a close one.
Well, Nick, now that you are, I will have to say that Nick didn't enter just one time, but his sheet of integrity was the winner out of his entries on the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge. Did you enter in the women's tournament nationally?
No.
No, okay, all right. But who do you have tonight, Stanford or Tennessee?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea. I'll probably just go with Tennessee. You know, I don't know. Yeah, I heard Daddy talking about that one girl that he doesn't know if she's a guy or not. Maybe she's a girl. I don't know.
Poor Candace Parker. I think she
would. Sorry for her.
She could probably play for a few of these teams. Hey, Nick, congratulations, our grand champion. The prizes are headed your way.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. I sure appreciate all you do for us.
Take care, buddy.
All right, see ya.
Nick Erdman, better than 412 other entries of the 413 entered in the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge. And we also have an email/text here from our ex-producer, Stoney, who said, did you notice where I finished? That's right, ahead of YouTube bozos again this year. So thanks, Stoney. And, you know,
really?
If she says that again, the Royals didn't lose yesterday, so we might peanut butter jelly here one more time just out of, you know, for no reason.
Boy, she did hate that.
Let's go to the email here at the Dent Popper inbox. This comes from Fast Willie, who says, I would like to congratulate Kansas and all of their fans for Memphis losing the national championship. Rock Chalk Tigers. Wait a minute. What? No, that doesn't sound right. Fast Willie. Who says, I guess he's saying Memphis... You know, how can you really say that? Okay, so they had the lead late. Yes, they did. But you know what? Got to play 40 minutes, and in this case, got to play 45. And Kansas wins the ball game. They had North Carolina cut into their lead in the semifinals and came back and pulled away. Here they had Memphis cut into a smaller lead, which gave them the lead, and they came back and turned it around. And basically, you know, that was a 17-point turnaround, which was almost identical. Heck, it was even more in the North Carolina game.
But Douglas, 212, 9 points. The game's over.
Had the ball, hit a three, make a steal, bada boom, bada bing. Hey, don't forget Memphis, as Bill Self pointed out this morning, Kansas went into the halftime locker room up 5. They hadn't got the ball in yet, and they were tied in the second half. Memphis scored a three, stole the ball, scored again, were all tied up. Or scored, stole the ball, hit a three, whichever way it was, and tied the ball game up. So points can turn in a heck of a hurry in major college basketball.
Granted, I think the athleticism on display was what you know what for as bad as people said the tournament was, how the games were lopsided, how you know you didn't have the extreme action that a lot of people get accustomed to in March Madness or lack thereof this year. What a great final!
And, of course, Nick, one of our friends out at Prairie Hills, they remind you that it's time to check out Prairie Hills, now open for play. Of course, it's a little soggy today, so check out the simulator. So on these bad weather days in the spring, you can challenge any course in the country or maybe the world in the computer golf simulator. It's voted the best of 2007 at Prairie Hills, located just 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. Come see Nick, Kurt, and Curtis. And while you're out there, check out the membership options and opportunities for 2008. You can also do that on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Prairie Hills logo. You'll be able to see pricing for memberships as well as green fee punch cards with and without carts. And, of course, you have 9 or 18 holes, walking or driving options all year long. The clubhouse stocked with refreshments. They're ready to see you. It's go time at Prairie Hills, Prairie Hills Golf, where the remodeled clubhouse and the new owners are ready to greet you in 2008.
Doug, later in the show, we're going to catch up with Jack Dom, Iowa Hawkeyes baseball coach. And talk about they're a little bit down on the season, 8-17 overall, only 1-7 in the Big Ten Conference. Get an opportunity tonight to take on a top six team in the country in the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Nebraska moving up to number six in this week's latest poll.
Eric Byrd getting the start for the Huskers tonight. With just the one game this week, Coach Mike Anderson knew he could bring Dan Jennings out of the bullpen this weekend and win those Texas Tech games. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll be back to talk with Jack Dobb in Iowa right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
Does this sound familiar? Do projects require special four-letter language?
Ow!
It's an affliction called hammer strikeitis. But there is a cure. Loctite Power Grab Construction Adhesives. 9 times higher initial grab than the leading brand. Power Grab eliminates a hammer, nails, even bracing. It's perfect for installing molding, trim, paneling, and more. And protects thumbs from the heartbreak of hammer strikeitis. Side effects include euphoria, successful projects, a happy spouse. Loctite Power Grab, project solved.
There's a lot to be excited about at Mike Wattel Inns and Suites. From free local and long-distance calls and free high-speed wireless internet to a complimentary continental breakfast. And our new stylish decor and plush bedding make every night's sleep a comfortable one. Plus, the MicroPass card helps guests earn free stays at any Mike Wattel. J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Mike Wattel highest in guest satisfaction 6 years in a row. For a great hotel at an affordable price, visit MikeWattelInn.com. For J.D. Power & Associates information, visit www.jdpower.com.
Does it take too long to mow your lawn? Then come to Ace Hardware and Garden Center and test drive the Toro Time Cutter Z4200 zero-turning riding mower this Saturday during Demo Day. Cut your mowing time in half and take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing with no payments and deferred interest for 6 months. And at Ace, your Toro comes fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And Ace offers free in-town delivery. Test drive a Toro during Demo Day this Saturday from 9 to 4 at Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Grand Island and Kearney.
All the excitement of Kansas City Royals baseball is on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Ian in second, and Billy cranks one into center field. Back goes the center fielder in. He can't get it. It's over his head. And one hopping the wall, it is a two-base hit and an RBI for Billy. And the Royals suddenly lead 2-0.
Catch all the action of Kansas City Royals baseball this spring, summer, and fall on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
This is number 15, Jordan Willard of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see mainly cloudy skies linger across the area today with an isolated shower or sprinkle possible early. We'll see high temperatures then in the mid-40s with north winds to 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies develop, lows around 29. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Little Kansas come back in, the national champion. Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, our engineer Derek. Well, Nebraska-Iowa baseball tonight, Daddy, canceled because of the weather, and so that may throw a little curveball into our conversation with Jack Dom, who at the moment is unavailable, and maybe with good reason. If there's no game tonight, that alters his schedule as well. We will attempt one more time to try and have Coach Dom on the program. But tonight's Nebraska-Iowa baseball canceled for second straight week here. You've got kind of a big gap here in the middle.
Yeah, kind of a big gap, but I don't think that, you know, I'm not sure the Huskers right now needed to drive all the way to Iowa City, come back, and then they're going to leave on Thursday for Oklahoma and Stillwater to face the Cowboys. Interestingly enough, Iowa tonight was going to start their number one weekend starter in Michael Jacobs. I find that a little bit peculiar. And, well, we're still set to be joined by Jack Dom, the head coach of the Iowa Hawkeyes in his fifth year at the helm there. And Coach, thanks so much for letting us catch up with you this morning.
No problem. It's always good to talk to people in Nebraska.
Well, Jack, as we just kind of informed the folks, tonight's game called off, won't be made up. I think Nebraska really would have liked to play. What about the stance on your side? Some of these midweek games right now are really good for kids that maybe don't get the opportunity to play in those weekend series.
Well, that's exactly. And, you know, we're over the last 2 weeks, we've gone from a halfway decent team to really struggling. So we were looking forward to getting an opportunity to get another game underneath our belt and, you know, playing on national TV. It was going to be on the Big Ten Network, and having Nebraska come over would have been a great opportunity for our guys. And, you know, if we could go out and play a good, solid game against them, and which, you know, whenever we play Nebraska, it always seems like it's a one-run game one way or the other. And we thought that might be able to give our guys, get us on a little bit of a roll. And if we could have gone out and played well, even if we wouldn't have gotten a win, but just gone out and approached the game the right way. Because I know our guys would have been motivated to play them. But I'll tell you what, me and Mike talked to him numerous times this morning, and it's going to be 40 degrees here, actually probably about 38 degrees at game time, and it's probably still going to be raining. We're going to get an inch and a half of rain. And we just didn't think it'd do any good to get any of our players hurt. It's supposed to rain all the way up until 8 o'clock, actually. So our outfield, you know, is going to be underwater, and we thought the best thing for each program would be to cancel it. But I'll tell you what, hats off to Mike, because he was willing to come over here and take a gamble, even if we got rained out. So I really appreciate the way he looked at it, and he's even talked to us about coming back here next year now instead, where we might play twice, still come there, and then come back here. So, you know, we tried everything, but we didn't want anybody to get hurt with this weather condition.
Jack, I was a little bit interested in your pitching decision tonight. You were going to put your number one weekend starter, Michael Jacobs, on the mound. Just your thoughts on that.
We were just going to throw him an inning. You know, we're in a situation. Mike struggled a little bit on Friday, and we wanted to get off to a good start against Nebraska, and somebody that could handle. You know, we were hoping to have a good crowd here and be on national TV. We thought it'd be a good opportunity for Mike to throw that first inning. He wouldn't have gone any more than that. That would have been it's his bullpen day, and we want him to be able to go out there and have a positive inning. And he would have only been out there for one inning, and then we would have brought Steve Turnbull in, who's one of our relievers. So we probably would have thrown very similar when I was at Creighton. We probably would have thrown seven or eight different guys at him. Mike would have been our only starting pitcher because he threw on Friday, and we were actually bumping him back to Saturday this coming week. So we thought it'd be good for him to get an inning in, and we need to break up our pitching. Our starting pitching has been very up and down. Mike's been our most consistent guy, but he would have only been out there one inning.
Jack Dom, the head baseball coach at Iowa, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The game called off tonight because of the weather, but still a chance to catch up with Coach. And you mentioned the struggles here lately, Coach. Is it one thing, or have you guys just kind of played yourself into a little bit of a funk, and what's it going to take to get out of that?
Well, you know what? We were hoping a win against Nebraska was going to get us out of it. You know, that's what we were thinking. And, you know, our team, when we played some good teams, we played very well this year. You know, we beat Vanderbilt when they were ranked fourth in the country and played extremely well. And we got to the point where also we opened up Big Ten play, and we started out with Michigan, who was preseason top eight team in the country and a game away from the College World Series last year. And, you know, they've got a veteran team, an outstanding team, and we lost basically every game was a one-run game or a two-run loss. I think one game might have been 6-3, but we had the bases loaded in the last inning and had them on the ropes, and we just didn't get over the hump. We didn't come up with make the big play or the big pitch or get the big hit when we needed to, and we just got ourselves back on our heels now, and we lost the midweek game to Illinois State where we had a big lead, and, you know, with two outs, bases loaded, we brought our shortstop in to close the game and brought our center fielder in the short, and the ball goes through his legs. We lose that game. You know, we're finding ways to lose some games right now and just not playing aggressive. You know, I think the one thing that people would say about my teams is we always play hard, very similar to what Creighton does right now, is we play extremely hard, and we've just gotten back on our heels right now. And, you know, I think we would have probably played pretty well tonight against Nebraska, and, you know, our guys would have gotten motivated. We would have had a lot of energy, and I thought it would have been a good step for us heading into Big Ten play this weekend. So we need to get a little tougher in between the years and get back to playing our style and aggressive style and also getting quality starts. Our biggest problem to me has been our starting pitching has not been going out and giving us quality outings. If you look at our offensive numbers compared to Nebraska's, they're almost identical. However, when you look at the pitching, I mean, the pitching for Nebraska this year has been exceptional. Eric Newman's been fantastic over there. And we just haven't been getting those outings from some experienced guys who have some success in the past. So we need to get that starting pitching going and just get clicking on all cylinders again.
Jack, when you're talking offensive statistics, Caleb Curry for you, .382 batting average. He has stolen 19 bases on the season. Kid gets on, and then he makes some trouble for the pitcher on the base pass as well.
Yeah, that's our style. You know, we've always been an aggressive team, and you know, we're extremely aggressive this year. We've only got 5 home runs as a ball club. Now, a lot of that has to do with the weather that we've played in, but you know, we're very similar to what Nebraska does. We're going to bunt a lot. We're going to steal some bases. I think the thing you look at Nebraska, they've been very efficient with everything that they've done. We've stolen more bases. However, I think Nebraska's only been thrown out 7 or 8 times this year, or maybe 9 times. They're extremely efficient. And Mike's done a good job of getting back to really what they had to do in the early days when Dave Van Horn first got there and when Mike first took over before they got all the big boppers in the middle of the order, of playing small ball, playing aggressive, and you know, basically winning with pitching and defense and being efficient offensively. That's what we do when we're successful from an offensive standpoint also. You look, and we're one of the top in the country at stolen bases. But we need to play that way, and we've got the athletes to be able to do that. So hopefully we can do that this week. And then we also play at Rosenblatt on Wednesday against Creighton, so I'm looking forward to that game also.
Yeah, no kidding. Still some ties to Creighton and what they're doing there. I guess the interesting question, it could be any sport, but in baseball, what's it been like taking the step from Creighton to Iowa and where you're at with the program now?
Well, I'll tell you what, we've made a lot of progress here at the University of Iowa. You know, I didn't realize how badly this program had struggled the previous 15 years. They'd only been to the Big Ten tournament once in the previous 15 years before I got here, and we've been there 2 out of the last 3 years. We've done a lot of things that they haven't done in a long time, and we were looking for this year to be another step. We lost a couple of our top players to the draft, 2 juniors last year, signed pro contracts, guys that we thought this was going to be our big year to make a step at a Big Ten championship and regional. And it really hurt when we lost Dusty Napoleon and Travis Sweet and Jason White to the draft. But, you know, that's still no excuse. That was a positive sign for the program, the progress we've made. Now we just need a couple guys to play like they're capable of, and we got some young guys in the program. But we've made huge strides. You know, we're very excited. I just signed a 5-year contract here. We're excited about where we're at, but I can tell you this much. I absolutely miss Omaha and miss Nebraska. There's some great people there. But, you know, when you're there 18 years, it's time to move on. And we've made some great strides. I just hung up the phone with Ed Service. We talked 2-3 times a week, you know, and so I'm looking forward to coming back there. And I promised the people of Iowa City that, you know, I would get University of Iowa at Rosenblatt Stadium and play at Rosenblatt. I knew we had a signed contract with Creighton to play there. I never told him it wasn't the College World Series, so it was going to be a regular season game.
Jack, obviously the recruiting area, you know, Nebraska, Mike Anderson says, hey, we got to get the best kids in our state, and that's where our base starts. For you, is that the same way? You get the majority of your kids right there at home?
We do. We're trying to get the top kids. The top kids in the state of Iowa this year both signed at Oregon State. So we lost 2 of them, but I think they're both going to sign pro contracts. But we've done very well in the state and also the surrounding states. I grew up in the Chicagoland area. We feel like we've gotten, I believe it's 4 of the top 15 players in the state of Illinois are coming here next year. We got the top player in the state of Wisconsin. We've got the top junior college player in the state of Iowa coming from Iowa Central, where Jensen, the right-handed pitcher, closer that you guys had for all those years, Zach Robertson's coming to our place. So our recruiting's looking very good. The one big thing is, you know, our program was so down, the area that we have to get better at is pitching, and we're getting to the point now where we're bringing in quality arms that, you know, are a little more polished, and they can get their secondary stuff over. Our big concern is we signed 5 pitchers early. four of those guys can be pretty good draft picks here in the June draft. So we've got to hope that we can get them here. We've got a young fellow, Zach Kenyon, who's a freshman for us, who reminds me of Jensen, actually. He's 6'6", right-hander, was a ninth-round draft pick of the Royals, turned down a $400,000 package to come to school here. So, we're starting to get some of those arms that we need to have in order to win. As I said, our offense is very similar to Nebraska's. They just have dominating starting pitching and or the entire pitching staff. That's what we need to continue to make progress with our program.
Well, Jack, I was looking forward to sitting on the couch and watching TV again tonight, Nebraska-Iowa baseball. But we'll find something else, and we wish you guys the best of luck. Thanks for giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thanks a lot, and look forward to talking to you guys anytime.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. Jack Dom, head baseball coach at Iowa in his fifth season. Of course, had been at Creighton all those years, and what a job that Creighton had done over all that time and still have a solid baseball program. As he said, they're heading to Rosenblatt next week. But tonight's game, unfortunately, within the last hour, called off because of the rain and the field conditions, and it's going to rain there all day, they think. So can't really take the risk on a five-hour bus ride middle of the week if you're less than 20% chance that you're probably going to get in your ball game. So that game canceled. It will not be made up. Thank Coach Dom, though, for joining us anyway here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yeah, it's interesting when you're talking about an inch and a half of rain. It's just drizzling all day. It's not like it comes and you can get it, somehow get it off of there. You know, Nebraska's pretty good at having a facility in which the drainage system and that. A lot of the fields around, you know, the northern part of the baseball, college baseball world, they don't have the drainage systems. They don't, you know, they're going back to Buck Belzer days. You get much rain at all, and it's cold weather on top of it, 38 degrees, that isn't going to cut it.
We have Troutman's Tuesday Trivia around the corner, and we have more to talk about, including some of the things that folks have been talking about and have called us about, have sent us emails about. Chris Douglas Roberts should have been called for a technical foul after spiking the basketball last night. Roy Williams wearing a Kansas sticker on his sweater in the stands. And what happened to Memphis once it got to overtime? Because they immediately fell flat and fell down 6 points. And that was too much to overcome. We'll talk more about the men's championship, plus give you a chance to be a winner again on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our transmitter actually contains parts of the Chernobyl reactor. It hasn't affected us yet.
When the phone rings, who do you want to answer? It's your call. Trust Lifts, serving the Kearney area for over 30 years. Long-standing reputation, innovative ideas, personal service, superior quality. Trust Lifts. It's your call. On time, done right, one customer at a time. Lift Printing Service, Kearney.
Hello, this is Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping of Kearney and Holdridge. Before you make any decisions for your lawn care needs this year, give us a call. We'll give you all the options for your lawn care needs. We've been in this business for almost 40 years. You can count on us week in and week out. Keeping your lawn beautiful is our business. We're Benjamin's Landscaping in Kearney and Holdridge.
Desire a unique eating experience that's fun, fast, delicious, and healthy for the whole family? Then you must try the Mongolian Grill in the Vista Point Shopping Villa in Kearney. The dining experience is like no other, as you select a mound of fresh vegetables, meat, seafood, and steamed noodles, combined with a multitude of tasty sauces to create a limitless variety of heavenly combinations. Then watch our stick-wielding chef expertly stir-fry your selection on a huge flaming grill. Open 7 days to serve you, Monday through Saturday till 10, Sunday till 8, or call for carryout.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see mainly cloudy skies linger across the area today with an isolated shower, sprinkle possible early. We'll see high temperatures then in the mid-40s with north winds to 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies develop, lows around 29. I'm weather eye meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now, 37.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. On the postponement and cancellation locally, the junior high track meet, which involves Adams Central, Horizon, and Sunrise Middle Schools in Kearney, called off today. Called off today. And don't forget that cancellations and postponements on ESPN Radio are brought to you by Fidelke Heating and Air Conditioning, your certified trained sales and service dealer in Kearney. It's hard to stop a train. So far, that's what's been called off today, the junior high track meet for Horizon, Sunrise, and Adams Central.
Douglas, we had a phone call in. You mentioned it before we go into break about the Curtis Roberts Douglas slamming the ball. He spiked the ball. And at that time in the game, would you have called a technical?
No way, no chance, no how. No way. 100% no way. And actually, one of the questions that was posed last night while we were watching the game was, would you have called it in the first half? No, I would not have. There's a fine line when you come to that slamming a basketball. I've seen it at high school. I've seen it at the collegiate level. I've seen it at the pros. It's out of frustration towards yourself. He was not showing up anybody. He was not one hand slamming it. He took his two hands and he slammed it and didn't catch it. I mean, you know, you slam it against the ground and you think, oh, God, you're trying to catch it. Yeah, and you knock it down. I mean, yes, he smacked the ball against the ground. But it was not towards an official. It was not towards another player. It was not towards a bad call. It was not towards anything like that. And no, not in a national championship game. No, no. Would you have wanted them to call that? As a fan, would you have wanted them to call that? Unless, of course, you needed Kansas to win, Nick Erdman, to win the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge.
Then it was blatantly obvious, yes. Yeah.
So, no on that. And then this morning, they're making a big deal that there was the Jayhawk sticker on Roy Williams last night while watching the game. Even some idiot said, what's he even doing there? Well, like almost every Division I coach is there during the week anyway. They just happen to be playing on Saturday.
Yeah, and he's still a Kansas fan. Roy Williams went home. I don't understand the hatred.
Somebody
sure.
Probably gave him the Jayhawk sticker, and he just said, "Aha, well, that's funny. That's great. I'll keep it on."
But there's still a place in his heart for Kansas.
Well,
I mean, that's
think so.
Undoubtedly.
Why wouldn't he?
Exactly.
They got beat by Kansas. He coached at Kansas for numerous years. Why wouldn't he be pulling for Kansas?
But there seems to be some disdain that he left that program. And move on. You got your national title. Roy never produced your national title.
Did you want him to retire? Would that have made it better? Yeah, exactly. So that's going on. And something that we talked about going into the break as well. I know it's human nature, but why did Memphis come out so flat in the overtime? I mean, John Calipari, they had the break. Then he immediately called the timeout after Kansas scored, trying to say, guys, this game is not over. They didn't beat us. This game isn't over. Let's play basketball. And Memphis just never could kick it into that gear.
You know, it's almost like they got the four-point lead. Memphis comes down, misses a three. And then it was just like, well, I mean, it was done. I mean, all you had to do was go back to regulation. 2-12, it was 9 points. The deal can turn around pretty darn quick. And Memphis, I think, just were so deflated that I think mentally they were just out of the game the whole overtime period. Never got back in the game mentally. And I think that's the whole 2 minutes and 12 seconds left. From that point on, they're out of the game mentally. And to just not stay focused, you know, somebody on SportsCenter, I don't know if it's Digger, somebody said, one team maintained their poise, the other team lost it. And I think that's exactly right. Kansas did everything they had to do to get back in the game, claw, fight. They had to make big shots at big times, but they were able to do that. And Memphis was unable to do that, and that was the difference.
Well, it came down to that, and Daddy, right now, I ask you just to throw a little curveball here. Don't forget Royals baseball coming this afternoon against the Yankees. Who would you have voted number one? Who's your top five teams? A lot of talk last night. Who is the best team? Obviously, Kansas wins the national championship. Do you believe Kansas was the best team in the country?
Well, I think by the way they played against North Carolina, I think undoubtedly they're the best team in the country. Two, I would have to say, would be Memphis and the way they took care of UCLA. Three for me would be North Carolina. Four would be UCLA. And then five, there you've got the conundrum. I don't know who the fifth team outside. You know, those four I think are solidified as 1, 2, 3, and 4. And I throw something else at you. Now the talk started with Bill Self getting this huge monkey off his back.
Where do you put Davidson, by the way?
About 20th. I don't know. Davidson.
You don't really mean that. So where would you put Davidson?
You know, Davidson would probably be somewhere between 10 and 15.
Davidson, who did not lose a game to UCLA, North Carolina, and was it Duke?
Yes.
None of those was more than 6-point losses, is that correct?
Now, UCLA was 12, I believe.
Okay, then a 2-point loss to the national champion in the Elite Eight. Team right. Has to be in the top 10. Has to be in the top 10. It's the best.
They were on a roll entering the tournament as well.
I guess Memphis is the best non-major. What do you classify Memphis as now? But Davidson is the next best.
Interesting. They had won 22 in a row, by the way, entering the tournament.
They're better than Butler. They're better than Drake. They're better than Western Kentucky. They're better than, you know, any
Xavier.
Of those other teams. Yeah, they're probably better
Villanova.
Than Xavier.
I mean,
probably better than Xavier. It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. It is Masters Week. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. One of the greatest Masters of all time was in 1986 when Jack Nicklaus won his 6th green jacket. How many under par was Jack Nicklaus in that tournament? What was the winning score under par? I don't need 261 or 289. I just need how many under par was Jack Nicklaus when he won the 1986 Masters? 1-888-455-ESPN for a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. We're enjoying some of their beef sticks today.
Doug, I'll pose this question to you. With Bill Self getting that monkey off his back, now who is the best coach that's never been there?
It's never won. Well, it's Calipari. I mean, they were already kind of talking about that over the weekend, don't you think?
I mean, Bo Ryan from Wisconsin. Been
Calipari.
A lot of...
I mean, if you want to throw out names, I'll pick Calipari a lot of the time. I mean, I can't think of anybody. I get you, Rick Barnes. Calipari.
Well, not okay, but the monkey off his back, was that going to the Final Four? Did he get rid of that, or did he have to win the national title?
Self? Or Cal? What are you talking about?
Self. I mean, because a lot of it was
his first Final Four, so I guess he didn't have to win it. There was some talk that Calipari's been there, you know, maybe, and he's been coaching longer, and maybe it's his whole deal.
Yeah, you know, when you start making the advancement of the Final Four, you know, Ben Hallin's a coach, been there 3 times in a row. Unable to come away with the trophy. Obviously, the ability to get to the Final Four has not escaped him, but obviously that elusive championship has. Who's going to leave from the UC? You know, who's the number one team in the country entering next year? Or you got to wait. You got to wait to dissect who leaves. I mean, I think that's obvious.
You got to wait to dissect who leaves. This is a whole lot different. Usually, when the college football season comes to an end. This afternoon or tomorrow, they've got the preseason, what they think, top 25. And again, there's some leaving in college football, but you pretty much know who it is. And let's face it, if you lose one lineman in college football, that's not as big a deal as if you lose the All-American off your starting 5 basketball team. But, I don't hear a lot of rumors. I mean, Kansas is probably your number one team in the country next year. Maybe we can play them the first and second games in the Big 12 Conference next year instead of just the first and fourth.
Just drive back and forth, do it in 2 days.
Well, yeah, why not? Let's play Kansas right off the bat. Get them out of the way. That'd be great. And then no matter what our seed, and when I say our, I say Nebraska, and no matter what our seed in the conference tournament, we can play them right away. Maybe even a play-in game, which I don't think we'll be doing, by the way.
It doesn't matter. You know, whether it's Nebraska or whether it's our Royals. Why not play the Yankees the first home series?
Why not play the Yankees? That's exactly right. I think Derek finally has a winner. On Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, the phone lines have been lighting up.
Yeah, we do have a winner. I think we had every guest in the book just about, but Aaron from Hastings knew it. 9 under par.
9 under, and if memory serves me right, let's see, he got to 15 eagle, 16 birdie, 17 birdie, 1.5 rolls away from birding 18. So 4 under on that 3-hole stretch got him from 5 to 9, and he may have even birdied 13 or 14, I can't remember which way it was. So,
for his 6th
green jacket. 9 under par, 1986. And we'll talk more Masters as the week progresses. We want to thank Jack Dom for joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show today, the head baseball coach at Iowa. Unfortunately, the game tonight has been called off. It has been called off. There will be no Nebraska-Iowa baseball tonight.
Congratulations again to Nick Erdman, our tournament challenge winner. Our friend from Perry Hills, able to get up there with his sheet of integrity, the winner out of 413.
That's going to wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show. We will see you tomorrow right here on ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.